It is 1 o'clock on December 8, 2023, and I'll call to order the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Special Board of Managers meeting. I will start with a roll call. Sandy?
Harvey Insko?
Present.
Rick Brunson?
Present.
Robert Aldridge?
Here.
Robert Brooks? Sam Hall?
Here.
Jonathan Ingalls?
Here.
Ray Richardson?
Here.
And Valerie Washington.
Any agenda announcements?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Move to number two, approval for the Franson Pittman for phase one of Willow Springs construction.
Can board members on the Zoom call see the presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. Glad you're here. Thanks for carving out your afternoon to visit with us on Friday. I'd like to introduce a couple of folks in the room for the benefit of the members if you have not met them before. Shannon Bearden, who's the Managing Director of Tribal Architects. Then we have Corey Trevor, who is the Vice President of DFW Operations for Franson Pittman. Jeb Rizzo, who is the pre-construction manager, and Adam Cook, who's a project manager, of course. So they may be called to comment on things if you want to do a deep dive on any particular topic. So what I'd like to do is run through today the background of the funding request and why we're coming to you today to request funds for expanded funds for phase one. So, suffice it to say, since the acquisition of Willow Springs, we have learned a great deal about this building, right? And now we have fully on board our experts and our teams. So between Triba, their mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and structural engineers, we have that expertise who's weighed in, and of course we have Franson Pittman. So doing that, we moved from the general to the specific, and now we have a much, much cleaner idea of what the condition of the building is. And then also they've helped really order a specific sequence of events or order of operations that we should go through to make sure that we have a very successful finish out. And I think most importantly, we now also understand how that would impact the core mission of Tarrant County 911 District. And that's, you know, for making sure that we are providing uninterrupted and resilient 911 services, okay? So in summary, we need to expand phase one over what was discussed originally. And that's gonna consist of sort of two areas. One would be pulling some things in from phase two that we were anticipating doing later. And then there are also some new requests that will be part of that. So we'll enumerate those. I think the first and probably the largest piece of that, if you all have looked at the guaranteed maximum price documentation that's behind your agenda, would be the addition of a new cooler, right? Or new chiller, excuse me. And what that new chiller will allow us to do is, first of all, I'll back up. We've had two leaks over there. I know you'll probably heard about one, but we had two. So the HVAC system as built out is suspect. And we want to have that redundancy for the data center. So we do know that we're going to have to remediate those lines. The redundant chiller really mitigates some of our concern about that. So it's not like we have to hurry up and get it fixed and make sure that everything's perfect for the data center. We'll have a redundant system in place. And that also protects the district against any future chiller outages that could happen on the HVAC side. This design also calls for a manifold type system that allows them to switch between one chiller and another chiller at any point in time. So at will, they can make that change, which really gives you a great deal of backup. We need to move the roll-up door, which is in the storage area, from phase two and pull it into phase one. What this will allow us to do is to bring, easily bring all the materials into the dock If we don't do that, we're going to have materials hand carried into the building through the entrance. It's also going to require probably depalletizing some technology, which we're really concerned about doing outside. We don't know what weather will necessarily be and that type of thing. And it doesn't remain protected in its transit on up to the second floor. So that's the primary reason there. And, you know, it also gives us the ability to reduce the wear and tear on the lobby and the doors and all the materials themselves. Enhanced data center structure. This was something that we did wrestle with a bit. And so while the existing floors there will handle the forecasted data center weight, what happens is it kind of puts us on the nice edge. And when we start hanging things from the ceiling below or bringing in new elements into the data center, we start eating into our safety margin. So without going into too much detail, and I hope I'm not being remedial for anybody here, you have dead loads, which are the items you're going to put in there permanent, and you have live loads, which are the people moving around and any materials that they're bringing into the facility. Okay? So we were really close to that at 100 pounds per square foot. The recommendation is that we expand that. We just don't think it's prudent that we're that close, especially over the decades life of this building, and when, you know, much of this personnel will have probably rotated out of their positions. Okay. So the structural engineer came back with a design that actually increases that loading by 50%. And that gives us all sorts of headroom and is just a great insurance policy for the structure going forward. This also gives us some freedom now. I mean, we were literally looking at downstairs floor and thinking about, you know, what's the weight of the ceiling, what's the weight of the light fixtures, because that impacts that area underneath the data center. This really, from a practical point of view, removes that concern. And we were also to do, you know, to achieve some weight savings, we were looking at rerouting some piping and other services that actually went underneath the data center to get some of that weight back. So bottom line is it just gives us a whole lot more headroom, a whole lot more insurance going forward. Electrical build out. Now this particular topic kind of straddles phase one and phase two a bit, but what would require is probably pulling in some of the financial outlay. It will require pulling in some of the financial outlay from phase two to phase one. And these are going to be elements such as panels and specialized breakers. And what we'll use this for principally is to provide the initial redundancy utilizing the generator that's on site for you know, the first period of time while we pull up the data center. The permanent generators will be in, you know, 40 something weeks from now, right? So we have to have a solution to back up the power today. So, and that will operate on single phase power because that's how the building is set up right now. And then, you know, it also obviates some of the rework that we would have to try to do to the existing panels. And then we would actually have to undo that work and take it back to another configuration. So it just makes more sense to spend that money on assets that have value now and in the future instead of just the labor. Placing you know, these electrical elements now also obviates the requirement for having a planned outage in the data center. Because when we bring in the new generators and we bring in the new services, we would actually have to turn that down. And we'd not like to do that. Post the temporary supply, these elements can be used going forward. So we need the expanded capacity in the building, so it makes sense to do it and to do it now. They'll be single phase, they can remain single phase and use some of the assets you have right now, or they can be converted to three phase going forward. There's also long lead times on some of these electrical components, and we need to make that commitment sooner than later so that we don't disrupt the schedule of the project. All right, so right here, summary. I'll entertain any questions you all may have and a call to action here. So bottom line is that the data center really is the jewel and is at the center of the mission of the Tarrant County 911 District. and it has everything to do with the public safety mission that that they pursue each and every day. So building the data center to meet these current and future requirements requires us bringing in some newly defined requirements, and also means pulling forward some other expenditures that we had already planned for phase two. Building out the data center structure right from the beginning is absolutely paramount, because doing any of this retrofitting in the future really is going to be much more expensive. So it will actually never be less expensive to do than at this particular moment. And we feel strongly that the data center, and while the funds that you grant will be judiciously applied, we believe this is the last place in the building that we should look for cost reduction. So there are, in fact, are many other areas as we go through the project where cost considerations are not nearly as consequential and could yield potential cost savings. So with that, we are seeking your approval for phase one in the amount of $1,078,262. Are there any questions for the board?
I have a question. So back to the structural support, and we're looking at the data center and the weight that's going to put on the second floor. Is every other area of the building adequate in terms of weight distribution and support?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. The structural engineer has said for office application, it's absolutely correct.
And that's for the whole building, not just the second floor where this data center is at?
Okay.
Does the board have any other questions? Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So do we have a motion to approve the Franson Pittman Phase 1 construction funding request?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Funding request passes unanimously. Okay. Seeing that we do not have any items for executive session, we'll move to public comment. Seeing that there is no public comment, we will call this meeting adjourned at 1:12.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, board. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
I told all of them there'd be a test.
Sandy, can you turn off that recording when you're able, please?